课堂听 class.com
Exercise 2-4-D Questions 1 through 2 Listen to a conversation in a university office.
Hello, may I help you?
Yes, I hope so. My name is Harry Burke. I got a message from someone in this office saying I still needed to pay a lab fee.
Let me check. Harry Burke. Oh, yes, the computer shows that you haven't paid the lab fee for your biology class. You'll need to do this before you can attend your lab section.
I didn't know there was a lab fee. I don't remember seeing it on my bill.
Did you register after September 15th?
I think so.
The fee probably didn't show up on your bill because you registered late. I'm afraid you'll have to pay it at the cashier's office.
Okay, I'd better take care of it right away. Thanks for letting me know.
Number 1. What problem does the man have? Number 2. What will the man probably do next? Questions 3 through 4. Listen to a conversation between two students on a field trip.
Look, isn't that a house finch?
No, I think it's just a little brown sparrow.
It seems reddish to me, and its song is like a recording we heard of a house finch. Professor Flynn said we'd probably see a lot of red finches today.
Well, maybe you're right. We'd better write it down anyway. But I still say it's too brown to be a house finch. I'll put a question mark by it.
We've sure seen enough starlings. I didn't even know they lived in the city. I can remember hearing my cousin complain about how the starlings always ate all the fruit in their orchard.
They are kind of pretty, though, don't you think? Look at how the black is mixed with a little green, making their feathers look iridescent.
Number 3. What are the students discussing? Number 4. What can be inferred about starlings? Questions 5 through 7. Listen to a conversation between a student and the physics department secretary.
Hello, may I leave a message here for Dr. Owada?
Yes, I can give her a message, or if you've written her a note, you can put it in her mailbox over there.
I didn't write her a note, but I can. May I sit here and write it?
Sure. Oh, I just realized that Dr. Owada isn't on campus today because she had a conference to go to. She'll get the message tomorrow. Would that be all right?
I was going to tell her I wouldn't be in class today, but maybe I don't need to now. Is her 2 o'clock class canceled?
No, Professor Strong will be giving the lecture today.
Oh, it's too bad I'll miss that. He's a great speaker. Well, thank you for your help.
It's okay. Have a nice day.
Number 5. Why does the student want to leave a message for Dr. Owada? Number 6. What does the secretary imply about Dr. Owada? Number 7. What will the student probably do? Questions 8 through 10. Listen to a discussion in a history class.
Did anyone happen to catch the American Metropolis last night? It was about the growth of cities.
I didn't see that, but I did see part of a documentary last week that told about a guy, I think he was a visitor from another country, who wrote a book about the growth of industry and so on, the things we've just studied. I remember he said there was a huge population explosion that turned America into a nation of cities all within a decade. He was talking mostly about Baltimore.
Baltimore then or now?
In the 19th century, right after the Civil War.
The program you saw was part of the same series as the one I want to tell you about. Last night, the topic was New York City. As early as 1880, the federal government wrote a report on how the five separate municipalities of New York actually constituted one vast metropolitan area. It was a progressive way of thinking at the time, and within 20 years, those five municipalities were officially united as a single city by a vote of the people. To this day, however, each borough maintains traces of its original independence.
I agree with that. I'm from Brooklyn, and it's definitely different from the rest of New York.
Number 8. What are the people discussing? Number 9. What can be inferred about the United States in the 19th century? Number 10. What can be inferred about New York City?